2HD's IT and gadget guru, Stephen Fenwick.
19 to 9, he's on the line. Morning, Stephen.
Morning.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
Very well, indeed. We've been talking for weeks now about incentivising, you know, getting vaccinated, and we had one of our listeners suggest, you know, putting the vaccine in beer and opening up the pubs, and he reckoned we'd all be vaccinated by next Thursday.
Oh, yeah, twice over. Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
But what about, you know, incentives to buy mobile phones? This TCL deal's pretty good. You get a new phone plus a TV with it.
Yeah, well, TCL is, this is the fourth phone they've released this year. This is a real challenger in that mid-tier space and really sort of challenging those flagship phones. $799, you're getting a brilliant screen, quad camera system, really nice design, great battery life. So it ticks all the boxes. And at $799 on its own is good value.
Yep.
But TCL is, of course, a TV company as well, and their display technology is or in the phone as well. But they have a special offer till the end of July. If you order the phone through Vodafone or Mobile City, you can, by redemption, they get a free 43-inch full HD LED Android TV. That's the TCL S625 model. And that's valued at $599 as well. So value all around there.
That's a good bonus.
Making news this morning, Steve, a big one. Australia's joined the US. They're blaming China for this Microsoft Exchange email server hack that affected thousands, we know, of people's computers right around the world earlier this year. Did you see this happening?
I did, yeah. Well, it's good that China's been called out here. It was kind of the worst-kept secret in the world that they were doing it. And the hack of the Microsoft Exchange, that's basically an attack on our email. So they're after information, they're after all this intellectual property from other countries, and it's good that we've joined with the US and other countries to call them out on this, because, you know, and they're denying it, of course, they're claiming innocence, so it's... you know, we're going to go round and round again, but I think that if the more people that are aware this is happening, then that might put a bit of pressure on them to back off.
Well, and the claim is, too, that in China they've been employing criminal hackers, and I think they've suggested that Russia have been doing the same thing as well.
Yeah, contract hackers, absolutely, and paying big money, too, from what I hear. So it's a certain set of skills that you need to have to be able to sort of pull off that kind of intrusion, that kind of hacking. So, they're paying big money, but you know, hopefully... it'll all go away. We don't want them anywhere near our Microsoft Exchange servers or anywhere near our emails.
Indeed. And Jeff Bezos is going to become the latest billionaire, Steve, to travel to space later today.
Yeah, what is it with billionaires wanting to go into space? Too much money. I think they just want to just spend it in a certain way. We saw Richard Branson. Well, technically, did Richard Branson actually go into space? Like, he went 80 kilometres. Is that technically space? I think Bezos is saying he's going to go 100 kilometres. What's the ruling there? I think is Bezos sort of, is this one-upmanship on his part?
Yeah, and he's also doing it on the day that, of course, Neil Armstrong walked on the moon.
Well, that's really nice, bit of symmetry there. Yeah. Nice.
And I think Elon Musk has also bought a ticket with Richard Branson too.
Yeah, that's right. I hear. Yeah, that it's going to be the new playground, I think, orbit around the Earth.
And a few people now suggesting that maybe particularly Elon Musk, all these little satellites he's sending up there that are all in orbit, we're going to have a real mess up there in the not-too-distant future with all these satellites flying around.
Yeah, well, he's got the Starlink satellites up there, which are basically just providing internet connection for people. So they're even customers here in Australia... in remote areas are now able to get their internet, high-speed internet, from the Starlink satellites. I often see them in the sky. People see them, they sort of line up in a row. They vary in size from a toaster to a pizza box. They're all various sizes. But you can see them when they line up in a row. I know I've caught a few of them on my telescope, and when I've had my scope out of doing my astrophotography sometimes, I have caught a few of them. They've ruined some of my photos. But it is providing this high-speed access, but these are in sort of lower Earth orbit. They're not quite going to impede with the sort of the International Space Station or anything like that. They're in a lower Earth orbit. Yeah.
I didn't know you were into, what was it, astrophotography?
I'm into it in a big way. It's I get out there and photograph galaxies and nebula and
wow.
It's pretty impressive. Yeah, I really have a lot of fun doing it.
It's a side hobby.
Yeah, it is. It's an expensive hobby too, I've got to tell you as well. It's not cheap to get into that, but I've had a lot of fun. I've written about it on Tech Guide, actually. I wrote, when the Blood Moon was, remember the Blood Moon?
Yes.
I had the gear out. That was called, that was like grand final day for astrophotographers. So I had the scope out, and I got some good photos. I actually wrote about it on Tech Guide. I took photos of my rig and all that as well. So it was a lot of people were interested in how I captured the photo, and I sort of explained it all in that story on Tech Guide.
Did you see the photos that popped up overnight of that black hole?
No.
Yeah, there's one that I know ABC put up a couple of stories, but it's this sort of gas exploding out of a black hole.
No, thank you.
But my eyes glaze over when you start talking about distances and light years and, et cetera.
Well, that's part of the fascination, I reckon. Like, I shot the Southern Spiral Galaxy, which was shooting it for 2 hours, so long exposures, like 5-minute shots for 2 hours, and that's 24 million light years away.
Wow.
That's what I'm photographing. It just boggles the mind, doesn't it?
Well, it does boggle the mind. Just out of interest, what camera do you use when you're doing this astrophotography?
Well, I use specialised astro cameras. There's a company called ZWO, Chinese company actually. So they make dedicated astrophotography cameras. So they're cylindrical. They look like a tin can because they've just got a lens, but they need to be cooled, like to -10 degrees, because a 5-minute exposure or longer, a regular camera, the sensor would overheat and you get a lot of noise in your image. So I can cool it down to about -20 degrees if I have to, yeah.
Well, you could keep the Pfizer in there as well. It's that cold.
Exactly. That's right. Yeah.
And a get-out-of-jail win against the doggies on the weekend.
Oh, boy, yeah. They always give us trouble, the Bulldogs. They grow another leg when they play Souths. And I think until Lachlan Lewis's brain snap at halftime, I don't know what he was thinking there.
Crazy.
They were in the game. They were in it. Like, we scored a couple of times when he was in the sin bin.
Yeah.
So I don't know whether he cost them the game, but, geez, I still can't explain. I was wondering whether he was maybe suffering concussion, needed a head injury assessment or something.
It was bizarre.
Well, you take on the Warriors, don't you, on Saturday, so good luck.
That's correct, yeah. Warriors is Saturday afternoon, so yeah, then they'll be a tough side as well. They've got Chad Townsend and Matthew Lodge playing for them. They've really bolstered their ranks, so that'll be a tough one as well.
Yeah. All right, good luck, and as always, thanks for your chat.
Steve.
We'll catch up next Tuesday, Stephen.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks a lot, guys.
Our IT and gadget guru, Stephen Fenwick, has got a terrific website, Tech Guide. That's TechGuide.com.au